This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by Home Bank. Good for business, good for life. That's my love.
And for today's Feel Good Friday segment, I am going to talk about an event now that is going on tomorrow in the spirit of the season and in Acadiana. I saw this just come across my feed today and I said, this is perfect. We've got to talk about this for Feel Good Friday on Eagle 98.1. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in now Roy Mesh. Roy is the president of the Iron Cross Riders Motorcycles Club. Roy, thanks for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Oh, thank y'all for having me.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. So tell us about the Bandito Shocks 4th Annual Making Christmas Come True event that's going on tomorrow. How did it get started and what is it all about?
Well, how it got started was years ago, Bandito Shock wasn't a Bandito. He was kind of where I was in the support club, and that was his vision as a support guy. He wanted to help his community. That's where he lived and that's what he felt like he should do. So that's how it started. Him and his brothers that at that time got together, and they would deliver toys to the New Orleans hospital at that point. And it kind of led on to bigger things. And what he did was he moved it towards Acadiana, and it spread out here. I mean, it's come a very long way. At the beginning of all this, it was like helping maybe 20 kids, 15, 20 kids, and now we have reached up to, I think like 120 kids right now. So we're kind of just here, just kind of making sure his legacy lives on, and at the same time, providing smiles to the kids in Acadiana and you know, providing bikes for them. I think everybody knows how it feels, how it felt that day, you know, Christmas morning when you received a brand new bike, you know, it was a good feeling, and that's kind of what we're here to do.
And so it's a bunch of different motorcycle clubs throughout Acadiana have gotten together to put this on, right?
Yes, ma'am. It's a coalition of the red and gold world out here in Acadiana. Also with Jeepers. We have all jacked up Jeepers helping us here in Acadiana. And also just civilians, kind of people coming out and donating their time that ain't even a part of the motorcycle world or the Jeeper world. They kind of just want to donate the time because of the good cause that they see. It reaches out, really. It reaches out to people to want to help. It reaches out to people that need help. And, it's really a good thing. I'm really proud of what everybody came together as a group, as brothers and sisters, and working together and what we can do, you know, as far as helping out the community.
So tell us, if I am listening right now, tell us how I can help and tell us where to go if I would like to donate a bike tomorrow.
If you would like to donate a bike, you can either do that today or tomorrow. We are in very much need of 20 to 22 inch girl and boy bikes as of right now. And if you would like to purchase one of those, you can, and drop them off at Cajun Harley Davidson in Scott, Louisiana. They will just go up to the front inside and they'll show you where to bring the bikes. And if you would like to donate your time as well, we will be wrapping gifts as they come in tomorrow. Because usually people bring in gifts as they come to the event, and we're back there wrapping them.
And so the event itself is going to be at Cajun Harley Davidson tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And what all is going to be going on during that time?
Tomorrow we have an event adding on to the gift giving. We will have live bands, free chili. We'll have the Grinch out there walking around taking pictures with the kids. We also have Santa Claus there taking pictures with kids and handing out a gift to every child that shows up and takes a picture with them. We will hopefully have the train ride. As of right now, they're still coming. You know, South Louisiana, it's always a throw up with the weather, but it's looking good as of right now. with the weather, so it should be a good time. We have some pretty cool bands coming too, so it's going to be some good music.
Again, I'm chatting with Roy Mesh. He's the president of the Iron Cross Riders Motorcycles Club in Acadiana, talking about the 4th annual Making Christmas Come True. Bandido Shock's 4th annual Making Christmas Come True event tomorrow at Cajun Harley-Davidson from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Roy, I saw one article here that says, and I know you mentioned it too, but that you're about at 120 bikes goal and 1,000 presents right now. So I think it's really awesome what you guys are doing. And, if there's anything else that you'd like to add, feel free.
No, I'd just like to give a really big shout out and thanks to everyone that came and helped out. It's a collective, it takes a lot of people to do this and big hearts. You know, it's hard to find that nowadays with everything going on and just having free time, donating your free time. It's amazing to see people out there still doing that. And I would like to, if anybody wants to come out and have a good time tomorrow, Cajun Harley-Davidson, 9 to 2 o'clock.
And if I need more info, where can I find it?
You can go on Facebook. We do have a Bandido Shocks Making Christmas Come True Facebook page. You can comment. You can ask questions. We'll feel free to ask any question you need to ask. We will point you in the right direction and help you out the best way we can.
Perfect, Roy. I appreciate what you're doing, and I thank you so much for sharing it with us on Eagle today.
Thank you so much for giving me the platform to do so, ma'am.